Hey guys, how's it going? And welcome to the CW Chinwag podcast. I'm Bill.
And I'm Stuart.
And today we'll be reviewing episode 1 of season 4 of Legends of Tomorrow. So what do you think of the premiere episode, Stu?
It was a bit of a slow burner for me. I mean, we really enjoyed last season Legends.
Yeah,
obviously they've got to build from a new base now, haven't they? Because it was all wrapped up in last season.
I think this episode was a lot of, like, just showing us what happened last season and the setup for this season. It was just really, like, laying the foundations.
Yeah. It felt like an intro to Constantine and what he's going to be bringing to the team, essentially, if he joins.
Yeah. So we start off there, the team... Well, actually, it shows the flashback, you know, where they choose to let Malice out in order to stop him.
Yeah.
But Constantine turns up and says, in doing so, you let out a whole roster of monsters into the world.
The dragon's head.
Yeah. So, like, they've been on high alert, like, looking for monsters throughout the timeline for the last couple of months.
Yeah.
And you see them escorting the Beatles in America.
Yeah.
Which is pretty funny because, like, they're all moaning, why are we doing this? Why are we doing this? And then Nate's like, well, if we don't do this, there'll be no...
Yeah.
You know, the Rolling Stones and Black Sabbath. Yeah. And Nick's like... Black Sabbath.
Yeah.
Quick. We've got to, like, get this job done. Apparently he's a massive fan of Black Sabbath. And they have that, like, one, like... I don't even know who it was. Some old... Obviously an aberration. Mm. Some guy on a horse turning up.
Oh, yeah.
And they just knock him out and take him back to his time.
Yeah. And they're, like, back to the ship, the Wave Rider, and they're, like, they're kind of all just bored of, like...
Doing the same stuff.
The action... Yeah, the anachronisms are just bored, and they're, like... When they were promised, like, dragons and...
Yeah, monsters.
What they were fighting Malice, like, this is just everyday stuff now that they're used to.
And they're, like, losing track of time. They don't know how long they've been doing it, and...
Yeah.
They talk about Wally. Like, maybe Wally had a good idea to go and find himself. And they're like, hang on, did he do that last year?
Yeah. So Wally wasn't back, was he?
No.
This episode at all. And then Ava calls him in.
Yeah, the Time Bureau say, I need you to come to our headquarters. She's pretty stern as well. She's not happy.
Yeah.
And she's like, not in our, it's our full headquarters, not where you met us before.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, like, Sarah's like, oh, who told Ava about the dragons? And they all point at each other.
Yeah.
As if someone must have.
Yeah. But they turn up and meet...
Gary.
And, because he knows, doesn't he, about the dragon.
Yeah.
And they're, like, wondering, obviously, why they're there.
So they threaten him.
Yeah.
He's like, no, there's nothing you can do to make me tell you.
Yeah.
And then, like, Nick, like, holds him by the throat against the wall.
Yeah.
And he's like, it's not what we think it is, trust me. And they go in the room and it turns out it's a big surprise party.
Yeah, because they just complete the final anachronism.
Yeah.
So
they think.
Yeah. So they're at, like, they have the party, and Sarah ends up back at Ava's house.
Yeah, somehow.
Yeah, and she asks her to move in with her.
Yeah, they're obviously pretty serious now.
Yeah, so that's accepted. Sarah goes to get some champagne downstairs. And then...
Constantine's in there.
Yeah, he's just broken in.
And he's given the warning about all the monsters.
Because he's saying, like... You've opened the gate and everything's got out. But obviously they've been searching for stuff.
Anything, yeah.
And not finding anything for a while.
And he's got these, like, bones. And he just, like, drops them on the table when they start rattling.
Yeah. Did you say, like, they're, like, they warn you and there's something on its way?
So Sarah's like, okay, maybe he's right. And then Ava turns up and she's like, get out.
Yeah.
Constantine goes and she's, like, clearly jealous of Constantine and Sarah's relationship.
Your ex.
It's not really her ex,
nah,
is it?
It's just a one.
They got it on once in that series.
Yeah.
And we go back to the party and Nick and Nate are, like, bored. They want some action.
Yeah.
And they go out.
Oh, yeah, he's like...
And they want some action. But there's a difference between wanting some action and then just committing felonies.
Yeah.
Like, Nate's like, yeah, let's go rob a place.
Yeah.
Nick steals a car and Nate's like, yeah, I know a place. They drive there. They break in.
Well, he's about to throw something through the window, isn't he? A gnome.
Yeah, and Nate's like, there's a key inside it.
Yeah.
And, like, how did you know that?
Yeah.
But it turns out it's his parents' place.
Yeah, where the dad's about to phone the police, and then
the mum's like, oh, son.
Yeah. And, we learn Nate's got, like, some daddy issues.
Yeah.
And then Ray is hung up on...
Nora Dark.
Yeah. Well, and he's also, A, a little bit hung up, but B, he's, like, worried.
if they find her, they'll know that he allowed her to get free.
Yeah.
So he wants to track her down. And, like, you see Gary taking Sarah to, like, the head computer and, like, yeah, there was some sort of blip in 69.
It's not, like, a massive
issue.
Thing.
And she's like, obviously a monster would be a massive thing, so what could it be? And then Sarah's like, what if there's a monster there but no one's seen it yet?
Yeah.
Or they're too high to see it.
Yeah.
And he discovers it, like, the Woodstock Festival in 69. But then you go back to the ship with Ray and Zari, and Ray's like, I was tracking the Time Bureau's computer activity and saw this.
Yeah.
He thinks it's Nora.
So yeah, he's sneaking off.
Yeah, because we forgot to mention Nora escaped the Time Bureau's...
Yeah, she's on the run.
Yeah. So he thinks it's Nora. So he heads back to Woodstock 69, where they find a dead body...
In the tree.
In the trees at Woodstock, and it's got like rainbow goop coming out of it.
Because he's like, oh, it looks magical, like putting his hand in it. And then she's like, look up, like in the tree, dead body.
But then you see Nate sat at a table with Mick and his parents. And like, he's like, you know who you remind me of? And he's like, oh, let me guess, hippies. And he's like, I feel sorry for them after the massacre of 69. And then Nate clocks like, wait, there isn't a massacre of 69.
Yeah, that's wrong.
There's something wrong with the time stream. So then Nate and Mick go back to Woodstock 69.
Yeah.
And they're all there for different reasons.
Yeah.
But then they meet up in this cool, like, montage
clip. It's quite cool. Like, they're all just, like, walking around. And you're like, oh, Nate, you're here as well. And then all of a sudden, it's like, they're all just stood next to each other.
And then they find out what the monster is. A unicorn.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, it's a nice unicorn.
Yeah.
And it just, like, runs at someone and spears it. Yeah, like,
straight through the woman. Savage unicorn.
And, like Nick goes to use his flamethrower on it, and apparently unicorns are fireproof.
Yeah.
And then, like, it starts, like, spewing some, like, glitter all over them.
Yeah, yeah.
So then, like, Sarah goes back to the Constantine place to, like, ask for help. Like, we found a unicorn. And the Constantine's like, oh, no. Did he, like, spew glitter on anyone?
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, have my team.
And it's
like,
wrong?
Oh, they're in for a wild ride.
Yeah.
And you go back and they're all, like, tripping out on this glitter.
Yeah.
Which I thought was pretty funny. Like,
Nate thinks that Mick's his dad.
Yeah. And so it's like confessing all their problems to each other. But then Mick thinks it's his pet rat that died.
Yeah.
And they're like, I love you. I love you too.
Yeah.
And they hug.
Just hugging together.
But then, like, Zari's weird. She just goes, like, full on hippie. Like,
yeah.
She, like, just appreciates love in the world.
Spaced out.
And somehow from this, like, hallucination, she realises that Ray actually loves Nora.
Yeah.
Which is a bit, like...
Yeah.
Okay.
And Ray then thinks that Nora's this tree.
It's like hugging it and kissing the tree.
So, like, Sarah's, like, chatting to Constantine, saying, like, you know what you need? Like, you've been on your own too long. You need a team, kind of thing.
I was thinking, because, like, he's, like, everyone that's close to me ends up dying. I think he kind of holds a torch for Sarah a little bit.
Yeah.
Did you get that feeling?
Yeah, I think so.
I thought he, like, especially now that she's with Ava, because he, like, questioned, oh, you're settling down now, are you?
Yeah, and you have to tell her.
You've got the pink slippers, and she's like, I'm happy with my pink slippers, and he didn't like the sound of that. And I think he's a bit jealous. But yeah, she says, you need a family.
Yeah, and he turns up and he's like, this is your team. And you got like Ray and Mick. He's like cartwheeling around.
Ray's kissing the tree.
Ray's kissing the tree. And Zari's just on the floor like...
And then they go through this like weird montage. Like, I need all this stuff to track the unicorn.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, we need like an amulet from a legend or something. And like Mick bumps into what we assume is like Jimi Hendrix or someone.
Yeah.
And takes it off of him. And... Oh, the heart of a virgin. Great. Good luck finding a virgin at Woodstock.
They're all just looking around. Everyone's just getting it on. And then they use Gary.
Like, how do they know Gary's a virgin?
Yeah.
And two, what is this weird thing? Gary, like, is sort of a bit in love with Constantine, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's like, you sure I'm a virgin after what we did last time?
And yeah, like, that was a bit, like...
Because we know Constantine's, like, a bit bi.
Yeah.
Which is weird. But yeah. So they use Gary as bait, and the unicorn turns up, obviously.
Yeah.
And it starts going for Gary, but then Constantine uses some like portal to suck it in.
Yeah.
But then it like it manages to hold on like bite Gary's arm.
Yeah.
Which I thought he was gonna like lose an arm or lose a hand or something.
Yeah, quite sharp like teeth.
Yeah, because he like exposed it because everyone sees it as this like white magnificent unicorn.
Yeah.
It's obviously like some sort of like zombie monster.
Yeah, it's just using it to get close to people.
Yeah, and like I think they will like start pulling Gary to like tug a war from this unicorn. But then Sarah throws the dagger at the unicorn and it lets go. Why didn't they just attack the unicorn in the first place?
Yeah, they're just like standing back watching this happen.
Yeah, but like why tug of war in the first place? Just throw daggers at it, use your like atom suit to fire beams at it. Like,
yeah,
why
are you are like superheroes here.
Why are you tug of warring at all?
But yeah, just when you think like that he's got him sucked in, he makes like one last like dive.
And bites Gary's nipple off.
Yeah. So he's like, oh, that's going to be a hell of a war wound for you. And then...
So obviously the uniform's gone, they've stopped the monster.
Constantine's proper badass.
He is.
For all that. Like, I've not seen him other than in Legends. But yeah. Obviously he's got his own...
Series. I never saw the series that he was in.
One thing I did notice, though, like, Sarah, when she was chatting to, like, Constantine, he was saying about, like, people, if they get close to you, she didn't, like, mention, like, Quinton's.
She didn't mention her dad at all. No,
like, being, like the last... that was the last time we seen her.
Yeah,
was in
the last episode of Arrow, and her dad died. And especially you think, because she's like, oh, you don't think I know that. Actually, she lost her real sister.
Yeah.
She lost her dad.
Yeah.
She's lost, like, who was her last partner.
Yeah.
So you think... Yeah, she does understand that, but
I thought she would. I thought she would have like mentioned, or you would have had like 5 minutes on it.
I didn't really understand the whole part of Zari and Rey going to see her as a kid.
No,
because
it was her mum pushing her on the swing. Yeah, because she was basically saying like we have the ability to change
time, but she's like got a restraint not to. I think she's trying to say to Rey that like, you should just let Nora go.
Yeah.
But I don't think he will.
No.
He definitely won't. He is hook, line, and sinker. So then we see about, like, Sarah turns up at Ava's to confess, like, I think there's monsters out there that we let out when we stopped Mavis.
To and she's like, Ava.
Yeah, and Ava's like, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
She's like, what? What do you mean you know? She's like, Gary told me.
Yeah.
Gary's just useless, isn't he?
Gloating about, like, losing a nipple.
Yeah. And she's like, I don't care. And Sarah's like, I don't think this is the right time for me to move in. I've got to stop these monsters.
Yeah, it's not that I don't want to.
Yeah.
It's just that I've got to get back on the ship kind of thing.
And Ava was like, yeah, fine, I understand it. So that's just kind of how that was left. Basically exactly how it was last season.
Yeah, but they were happy with it, weren't they?
And then Sarah turns up at Constantine's again saying, look, join the team. We need you to stop the monsters. But he's really, really like depressed now. She even says like, you're more miserable than usual. What's up?
Mm.
And he's just like, nah, get out. I don't want anything to do with it.
Yeah.
But then, like, you see him getting out of the shower a bit later, and he gets attacked, and he's, like, having a pure, like, exorcist.
Yeah.
Where he's, like, possessed and floating in the air.
Yeah.
And then you see, like, the cracked mirror, and in blood writing, it appears on the mirror. I'm coming for you, Johnny.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, the fact that it's Johnny, not John or John Constantine, like, they know him, or it is him.
Yeah. Weird.
They know of him, anyway, to be, like, Johnny. It's, like, a shortened version of his name.
Yeah. Girl. I thought, yeah, like, especially, like, that bit and, like, the unicorn, like, it was a much more, like, sinister Legends than what we're used to, you know, like...
I guess it was, but I don't know, Malice was pretty sinister last season.
Yeah.
You like, still had all the laughs in there that we're used to.
Yeah, yeah, you're used to, like, all the jovialness, but, like, just that bit, like, it was a bit, like, not creepy, I mean, I'm a grown man, but, you know, like, it was a bit edgy.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
For Legends.
I'm wondering as well, like, any... new team dynamics, because I think like they got rid of the totems at the end of the series, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Zari's got nothing.
Yeah.
Why are you here?
Oh, yeah. What is she bringing to the party?
Nothing now. I guess, but apart from she has like no place in time, does she?
No.
To go back to. So I don't really know. It's a bit weird having her without her wind totem.
We did see Rey was back in the Atom suit for a bit.
Obviously, Nick's always got his thing for her, like around his belt.
Yeah. There wasn't a terrible lot of action for the Legends, was it? It was mainly Constantine. But I think that was just an intro to what he's going to bring.
Yeah, we didn't see Nate steal up. So yeah, I don't know, maybe, I guess John Constantine's going to be the new member of the team.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Wally's going to turn up again in a minute.
Yeah, I think Wally. They were hinting at that in Flash, that he was going to come back.
Hopefully he does, because I think at the moment the team's a bit stale.
Yeah, it needs freshening up. I think Constantine's going to be a good signing.
Yeah, I do like him. He's pretty edgy as well, and he's funny as well.
Yeah.
When he was, like, getting possessed, he was like, come on, man, because I am one horrible.
Yeah.
So, if we were to rate this episode out of 10?
I'd give 6.
I've gone 6. I didn't think it was as strong as some of the other premiere episodes.
Yeah.
But it was good. I still found it funny, and, like, it's just, I think next episode will be the whole, like, that was sort of, like, somehow still cleaning up from last season.
Yeah, just moving on from last year.
Whereas I think episode 2 will be, right, this is the new story that we're following.
This is what we're doing, yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so...
I'm happy with it. I'll continue with it. I've always enjoyed Legends.
Follow us.
Oh, yeah, follow us on Twitter at WChimwag and tweet us any theories you might have about Legends or anything we might have missed from this week's episode.
Yep, yeah, and we'll be back. You could also check out our Flash or Arrow podcast.
Yeah, we're on YouTube as well, on Gert Bilbo's channel. You'll find that on our Twitter page. And we'll be back next week with episode 2 of Legends of Tomorrow.
Yeah, so we'll see you then.
Thank you, and see you next week.
Cheers.